Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 52. Today is Saturday, January the 28th, 2017. I'm going on memory. And which is actually Sunday, January the 29th for only one of us. Haha, you're outnumbered this time. I am your host, Stone, and joining me this week, well, every week, is my co-host, Lita. Lita, how are you doing? We should do that over. Can I get a do-over?
There is no do-overs, buddy. It's done. It's out there. Too late.
Can I get a do-over?
It requires you to edit, Stone.
No, thank you. No, I just wipe out everything. I just chop it down.
It's fine. It's like anything, you know, it's podcast gold. That's what Azzy says, and I completely agree, you know. Can I have that as my ringtone? I might need to.
Okay,
I'm good. I'm good, Stone. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, excellent.
I'm good that we have somebody with us, finally.
Yay! I know, right? And you've already heard her. We've got Cheryl with us today. Woo! Hey, Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl.
Thanks for coming and joining us.
You're welcome. I'm glad I made it this time. I checked the time change a dozen times this week, just to make sure.
Nice. It's all good. These things happen. These things do happen. And
time zones
happen. It's all good. Time zones, we know a lot about those, so it's all good. But thank you for coming and having a chat. So we're going to get you. Can you start off and just tell us a little bit about yourself? So the player behind your characters, please.
So unlike what my raid team might think, I don't live in Canada. I live in Minnesota. With my wife and my two cats, and my main hobby is WoW.
So. Yay. Nothing wrong with that. What's your cat's names?
They are Augustine, who is a pretty black cat with golden eyes, and Jade, or JD, which is what we call her, and she is a calico with, unsurprisingly, green eyes.
Nice. And how old are they?
They are both about a year and a half old. They're both rescue kitties. So at this point, they probably think they're sisters because we went and got them at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. That's awesome. All right. Well, let's talk about some WoW. And how long have you been playing WoW? And when did you first hear about the challenges?
Okay, so you know how player played in vanilla?
Mm-hmm.
Because they tell you.
Because they tell you.
Yeah, I started playing in February after launch.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So I just missed the statue by like 2 weeks or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, I feel your pain.
So I've been playing for a long, long time. I tried the challenge. I think it was during the downtime in Wrath. I had been following Euphile, and she had posted something about the challenges. And I was like, oh, this sounds interesting. I'll try it. And at that point, the rules that she had linked included you, like, create a new character and you go with the character that's on your screen. So I ended up with a male orc rogue as my first challenge tune.
Oh, wow.
I don't play males. I don't play Horde and I don't play Rogues. Mm-hmm.
So you went with three things that you don't do. Nice.
Yep. So that was my first attempt. And then I didn't try again until after the new website was up. I don't know how long after that has been, but I dip in and out when I'm not mm-hmm. raiding, basically, or when I've got downtime in between.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, that's fair enough. So how far, do you remember how far you got with your rogue?
Somewhere in the Barrens.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I have no idea what level that was.
That's not too bad for, you know, for your first go. Because, I mean, that could be anywhere really from 10 to 20.
Right. Like, I remember how he died.
Oh, okay. All right. We do like deaths. So you can tell us about the death.
So, you know, so I didn't know anything about Horde quests. So I was literally mm-hmm. following the quest. And this was before Cataclysm. So it was the old quest system. So yep. there was a little bit of following whatever quest chain you could find at that point.
Oh, yeah.
And I had this quest. I was supposed to kill this named guy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. He's, you know, he's not in a cave. I didn't, you know, he's out in front of a cave. And, of course, I have no idea who he was. But he was a foreman guy or something, you know. And he had these two mobs that were right near him. And I pulled one of those mobs and it didn't aggro him. And I'm like, cool, I can, you know, take these two out and then I can go for him. This should be fine. And I did that. And I just had him left. And I backstabbed him. And then I was going about trying to kill him. And he hit like a freaking truck. And really? Yeah. And I ran away and I tried to bandage and he charged me and killed me. Cause I like, you know, I tried to slow him and then run away and it didn't work very well.
Oh no. Wow.
So yeah, he charged we do know me about and the I runaways. Died.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But that, well, that would have been an interesting experience because, like you said, first time doing Horde and you picked, you know, something very far from what you're used to doing. So yeah. Well done for doing that.
Well, you know, I mean, I played primarily Paladins since I started. So, you know, I was used to self-heals. Yeah. At that time, what kind of armor you wore mattered. So I was used to, you know, mail or plate.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the whole, just I was, you know, and I didn't know the quest chains at all. So yeah. I had no idea whether he would be, you know, whether a normal character would even think he was hard.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's true. So. And considering, like, from your basis of what you do in WoW, you play dwarfs. So
I wasn't quite as dwarf. Yeah, I've got one of everything. So I do have a rogue now. I play her badly, but I do have one.
But yeah, but you leveled one because you said you were going to level up one of each class for dwarves, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, she may have been my 90 boost.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You still leveled up. Nothing wrong with a boost.
Oh boy! Another
yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, for a normal.
Well, and she's 100. Sure. And she's 101 now. So oh, okay. Leveled
okay,
her.
So
since
you've had
then.
To play her. Okay.
Wow! Right. Good job. Okay, good. Excellent. Good. Excellent. All right. So, when you work on a challenge tune now, like, what do you like to work on? Is iron your thing? Have you tried a Bloodthirsty? Have you tried a pacifist?
I've actually tried all three.
Okay.
I am currently, I have one Iron Tune, who's kind of a special case, and one Bloodthirsty.
Why is, okay, please explain. Special case?
Okay, so, yeah, so, you know that little project that we're working on, Stone?
Yes.
Well, so I'm doing all the things you should never, ever do as an iron on her to see if they can be done.
Okay. Awesome.
So, yeah. So that's why she's a special case. I'm not going to ever put her on the boards because I'm sure she's going to die while I try to figure out if you can kill that thing at the back of that cave that you should never go into.
Uh-huh. That's fair enough. That is fair enough. Did you make them dwarfs or did you?
Oh, yeah. They're dwarfs.
Okay. They're all dwarfs. Okay. Good.
Yeah. So the iron is a paladin and the dwarf is a hunter. So, and I main a paladin and I second main a hunter. So I'm very comfortable with both classes.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Alrighty. So what has your fondest challenge memory been so far?
Okay. So that probably actually happened this morning.
Okay.
I was working on my bloodthirsty and it was before my wife got up this morning. And so the cats were wandering around being awake like they do. And I was in Sentinel Hill. I had stopped a safe distance inside Sentinel Hill and I was dinking around in my bags trying to fix some things up. And checking to make sure I wasn't about to sell better gear than what I had on. And and my cat jumped up on my desk. And I have a gamepad for raiding. So, of course, it's hooked up to WoW. And my gamepad has a joystick on it for movement. And my cat decided to stand on my joystick.
Oh, nice.
So she strafed me right past the inn towards where all those gnolls are fighting the humans. I mean, luckily I was actually paying attention to my screen.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just go charging across the screen, like, you know, and I'm trying to deal with getting the cat down and So, I didn't die. Wow.
Oh.
Excellent.
Oh, that's good.
Yay.
Yeah. So I had to kill like four things, but I didn't die.
Nice. Well, that's good. You made it through.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you didn't walk away from the computer. Like,
you know, I honestly don't think she would have jumped up here had I been away from the computer because she was trying to get my attention.
Yeah.
As cats do.
As cats do. Yeah. Especially since she was the one who likes me better than my wife. Oh. We did pretty well with that. We got two and one of them likes her better than me and the other one likes me better than her. So it works out nicely.
Nice. Okay. All right. Now, when you level your turn, do you have a path that you like to, you know, do you run it similar to a normal tune?
No, yes and no. On a normal tune, I tend to skip things that I don't skip as quickly on an iron, basically. But yeah, I run through like, I've only gotten an iron up to about 25 or 30, you know, so I run through the dwarf starting zone and all I've done Morrow, except that instead of taking the one quest to get over to the troll area there, I walk and just skip that quest.
Okay.
And then I go through Loch Maddon and down into wetlands. And, you know, so I follow, but, you know, I have 10 dwarves and I took most of them through that path, so I know it very well, just because even from playing regular tunes I just know it really well. So that's what I pick. My bloodthirsty though, I try to find areas that have a lot of humanoids. You know, you were talking yesterday, I was listening to you last yesterday, you guys were talking last week. You guys were talking last, you were talking last week about how long it takes to get Bloodthirsty's money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try to target areas where there's humanoids because they drop more greens. They seem to drop more greens. They drop cloth and they drop cash.
Yeah.
Okay. So good. That's kind of what really I do. So that's point. Why I'm in Sentinel Hill right now. I'm killing gnolls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. That's cool.
I never thought of that. I mean, I mean, it makes sense, but I don't.
Yeah, no, that is such a good tip. And, you know, Nisi says the same thing. That helps with the money, which is definitely a big point as a Bloodthirsty. If you're not starting off doing, you know, if you're going to go into a Bloodthirsty with absolutely do no quests until you get to the point that you really need them, then picking up the greens is nice, but like I said, then trying to put that on the auction house was like, I've got no money. So, yeah. But I mean, Dark Moon Fair is coming, so you can always, you know, use up one quest to go to Dark Moon Fair to get the tickets, which I think is definitely a viable thing that I will do on my Bloodthirsty. I don't think she's been to Dark Moon Fair yet, so I think I made her after last time, so
I'm planning to do that because I can fill up her bags right now in like 25 minutes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know, right? It's like 4-slot bags and 6-slot bags. It's
She's got all, I think she has 1 8-slot bag that she bought early on, so but other than that,
Okay. So what do you think is most unfriendly zone for a challenge stone?
Probably something I haven't gotten to yet. I mean, I haven't gotten very far, so it hasn't been bad yet. Yeah. I mean, I would be having done Red Ridge a couple of times to see the story, I can see why we call it Dead Ridge.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that section with the elites up there was hard on a regular tune that was a class I wasn't familiar with. You know?
Well, I mean, the last time I was up in there, I was okay. I think I've been up through there 4 times and I've died once, and it felt like it was because the NPCs didn't guard me, right? And like the NPCs were doing their own thing. So, and that was right at the end, like at the last quest that you could, not the last quest, but in that keep.
Right.
And, you know, but the rest I thought was okay. But I guess 1 for 4, you know, probably not so good. But yeah, Deadridge is... I mean, if you want to take a little bit of a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. And Nisi says, don't forget about the bags. General goods vendors sell bags for about 4 silver. A bit over 4 silver. So, so that, I mean, that's if you've got 4 silver, Nisi. It's getting that. But that is a good point.
So. I'm doing a couple of... I'm doing all right now. I've got a couple gold.
Nice. I always think if you've got, like, just even if it feels like a handful of gold, like 5 gold, you kind of go, okay, I'm okay, you know, as opposed to, you know, 1 gold, you kind of like, oh, have I got enough to upgrade my gear? Whereas 5 gold, you can go, okay, I'm all right. This will keep me going for a while.
Yeah, so right now my pattern on my Bloodthirsty is I go out and I fill up my bags and then I go back into town and I sell everything and then I go back out again if I'm going to go back out. And I'm actually, because she's pretty low level, it doesn't take that long. And she's my hunter, so she's pretty quick. I'm not really worrying about rested, but when I get up to higher levels, I'll probably... worry a little bit more about rested XP.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, obviously, I still park her in an inn and all of that stuff just because every little bit does help, but...
No, that is very, very true. So what advice would you give to someone wanting to give a challenge to Nago?
You know, the biggest advice that I can give a person is to take the advice of the people who've been doing it more than I have. You know, everybody gives out really great advice, you know, like, you know, making sure you're getting your rest at XP. Don't go into caves unless you're really, really sure that you can do it. I especially don't like to go into caves if there's a lot of people around, because then your respawns get a little bit wonky and stuff like that. I honestly tend to try not to play during prime time, just because then there are fewer people around, you know, so I'll play early weekend mornings or, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning or stuff like that.
Okay, cool. I just noticed that Townie in the Twitch chat says that once you get revered with a faction, they will sell 16 slot bags very cheap, which
is
that
great.
Is great for iron challenges,
yeah. But not great for Bloodthirsty.
That's right. But also, that is still, I keep forgetting to check on that, which is a good one. And as he says that the Traveling Tundra sells 14 slot bags.
Yeah.
So
I had no idea about that. I was like, what? Now I'm going to have to
go check. I forgot about that. But see, I know that we're allowed to use any mount now, like it's been changed, but I can't.
That's okay.
I just can't do it. So I go hunting for the normal vendors. So, but it's nice that we've got that option. Maybe if I become really desperate, we'll change it. But yeah. So thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for having a chat with us and sticking around. And we're very glad to have you. So what have you been up to this week?
Well, I got 2 or 3 levels on my Bloodthirsty because I, you know, thought maybe I ought to do that. No, I've been pottering around with her a bit more lately now that I'm, you know, my main is in raid gear and has gotten her final golden trait on her artifact.
Oh, nice.
And some of that stuff. Yeah, not this past week, but the week before. So the first night in Nighthold on Chronos, the second boss. I don't remember what he's called. The Chronomatic Anomaly or something like that.
The second boss.
Yeah. So we struggled with him quite a bit because we take time to learn mechanics. But we got him down, and the end of the fight, there were like three or four of us left standing, you know, messy first kill, because it's always a messy first kill. And I got a legendary, which was awesome. So that was my second legendary, and it's a pretty good one for my spec.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. But it gets better than that. I got gear off the boss, which was an upgrade. Rolled an upgrade. So I got 3 pieces of gear off the
thing.
Upped my item level by like 12 points on one boss.
Awesome. Yes, please. So you just used all your RNG-ness.
I'm not getting tier this level. I'm not going to get tier now because I got all that. When we went in there last week, I said, so I wish my luck from last week on someone else in the raid.
Yeah.
And somebody else got a legendary. So that was pretty awesome.
Well, that's good.
They didn't get any other gear, but they did. They were fine with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's still very cool. So awesome. And you were saying you have been working, obviously, on your challenge tunes, which you're Bloodthirsty. Yep. So where have you got her at the moment, and what are you killing? What's your?
She's She's in Sentinel Hill, and I'm killing the gnolls down right at the base of the Dagger Hills. So she's level 17, and they range level 13, 14.
Okay. Yep.
So when the level 13s go gray for her, I'm going to take her. Probably. Well, I think she'll be 19 or 20. So, I'm not quite sure. I might take her over to Red Ridge to see if I can find a spot where I can get a good grinding spot for a little while. But at once she gets to 20, I'm taking her to Wetlands. And I'll start working, on getting high enough level to be able to comfortably take dragon whelps.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll grind there until everything is gray.
Yeah. Do you go specifically hunting for rares to try and get that bit bonus XP as well, or you just quite happy, you know, just doing your killing of the gnolls?
I did a little bit of rare hunting at first, but there's not really a lot of rares in Westfall. There's the one bird. I think there's one other rare out there. But a chunk of Westfall is actually phased if you don't quest. So like, okay. there's no Defias up in the Dagger Hills for me. That's all empty.
Oh. Okay.
So really? Because that quest that... line is very phased.
Okay, so is that the one that starts at, is it Moonbrook? From out of that. Oh, okay, I'll have to... I didn't realize that, that's kind of cool.
So that area, I mean, so, because I thought going up in there would, you know, give me a little bit higher level mobs to kill, but there aren't any up there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I had seen somebody come down out of there, but I'm like, there is no way the entire... length of that is completely devoid of mobs, so it's
wow. Okay, well, that's interesting. I would not have even realized that.
I didn't even think of it either. I'm like, because, you know, a lot of times like you know, because I know that Sentinel Hill is phased, but you know, because right now they're killing gnolls and later on it's on fire, and then after that it's But I didn't realize that whole Defias questline is phased.
I had no idea either. Wow.
No. Yeah.
I figured they kind of would just leave people up there and just as normal mobs, right? And
Nisi says the boars on the other side of Moonbrook, heading towards the lighthouse, are a bit higher level.
So there are some of those boars also in among the gnolls, and they are higher level too, like one or two. Yep. And it's nice because those are yellow, so you know, I can choose to kill those when I'm prepared for it and not have to, you know, I can clear out a little area and then kill those because those have a kind of nasty charge.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah. You've got to watch for anything that charges and stuns.
Yeah.
Stags, I mean, they don't mostly.
Yeah, they don't stun, luckily, but their charge does do a chunk of health damage.
Yeah. Well, if you come across a stag, run. Don't touch the stag. They're nasty.
When I get to 90, I'll take that into consideration.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you've had a busy week, so that's good.
Yep.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Stone.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I have something to play. Sorry.
Coffee is my blood. Yep.
Sorry, I had to play it.
I'm even drinking. Thank you very much. The Tim Hortons you sent me. Yes. I have it in my special my special flask here. I'm not going to let it go. Just saying.
Speaking of Tim Hortons, we just got one in the Mall of America.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, nice.
So they've crossed the border.
Well, no, well, they've been south of the border for a little bit. It's just they seem to be more east, and they're slowly moving west. So okay. I'm kind of surprised in that you guys wouldn't have had one sooner, because you're further north, right? Like, you're north. So I mean,
yeah,
you're, I mean, I think you're actually more north than I am. Just how it works out, right? And
yeah, if you're over Michigan, you might be further south than I am, depending on exactly where you are.
I'm in Toronto, so we're definitely more south than you.
Okay.
Yeah. sorry, I had to play it. I saw it and I'm like, yeah, I have to play this. So I did play some Iron, and I got on my mage, the one that we had for the challenge character, and I didn't change the class because I didn't change from Frost, because I still like playing in Frost, because it feels like I can kill things fairly quickly, and doing Flurry, like, really, it's like bang, bang, bang. It's like, wow, it really hurts, right? It's fantastic. So I did complete Duskwood, even though it was gray and then it turned green, so I got about two levels there, and then I finished out Arathi, and I got four levels there, so I'm at 36, and I'm on my way to Northern Goldthorn, and I'm gonna do both of the spots there, right? One of the things, though, that I was worried about Duskwood, and this is why I didn't do it when we're playing the actual contest, because I knew it was going to happen. I knew that if I went in there, I was going to get killed by these things. The riders that are for the Death Knight weapon that you have to get, basically they spawn around the Mist Mantle Manor, which is just north of Darkshire, and they also spawn on the road from Darkshire to just past the Hermit's little tower spot, right? So I'm going to show you how close I was to these stinking things. So I'm heading up to do the quest for the Hermit. So as you can see up in the top corner... well, you probably can't see because I don't have it on Skype. That's okay. But you can see I'm heading off to go to the Hermit's Hut. And right there in front of me, all of a sudden it phases in. It's a level 98 Dark Rider is basically attacking this druid. So I guess druids need to fight them too. So that was like, I'm like what, like 20 yards away? Maybe a little bit more, but I was like, what? No. And then I was like, okay, well, I better really, really be careful. And then I'm going around Mistmantle, because I want to get that whole chain, because it actually gives fairly good XP. Even though at first it's gray, like, it will turn green and you'll get like a good chunk for doing something pretty quick. It's hard to see on the screenshot, but I added another screenshot here just for the stream. But you can see, like, I'm up in the hills a little bit, and I wanted to remain away from the little house because I knew that's where the riders spawn. And I'm like, okay, well, once the riders go away, then I'm going to run in. And you can see the riders are there. And I'm like, you son of a gun. So I was actually about to head in there, and that's when they actually popped back up and to fight some other dude there, who is a level 109, looks like warlock, because if it's a Felguard, right, it should be a warlock. So I'm guessing that they're doing a warlock weapon. Which one is it?
One sends you there.
Is it affliction or?
I think it was the affliction from memory.
So, anyways, I waited until that one died, and then I was able to actually get in. Now I have a screenshot of me being inside, but I don't want to bother with that. So, That it was just like what? Like, oh my! I knew it was going to happen, and I think I got lucky. And I'm actually a little bit cheesed off because I might have to chop this out of my leveling plan, because I made a plan of what I want to do and where I want to go at certain points, and I was looking at XP and how easy it would be for grays and greens and yellow, right? And trying to do some math and seeing which would be the best way to go. And I think maybe the risk factor might be a little bit too high for how much XP you actually get. And but considering you're only level 30, I mean if you die, you're not like, oh my god, I lost my high level character. No, it's only level 30, but still, it's
no, it still hurts, right? Regardless, makes no difference what level you are, it still hurts. But I mean, that phasing would have, so that was just so quick that you were like, whoa, you didn't see
anything. Wow. I was running up that path and all of a sudden, boop, he's there. Now I'm like, stop. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on? So as he doesn't do Duskwood anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Inland.
But as he's always playing hunters and I'm trying to make a path of least resistance that is suitable for most classes. So I think hunters, I feel, would be a little bit stronger than a mage. Hunters, I mean, you've at least got the pet and you might be able to withstand a hit or two. A mage, like Nisi says, is like a glass cannon, right? Oh, you're doing a warrior now. Well, that's pretty cool. So I'm trying to figure out the best path and all that kind of stuff, and I might be picking people's brains like Stir and Never Died and Azzy, trying to because I wouldn't mind having that up on our website as like the best path. Like, I know Shora was working on some other stuff that was more into each quest and all that kind of stuff. Sorry, not each quest, into each zone, right? That's for the zone, and that's just as a watch out for these, right? And I think to have a very general little path would be good too, right? To be like,
yeah,
if you don't know where to go, you've never done this before, generally this is where you should go, right? And then they can drill into each of the areas, and Shoral will be like, don't do this cave quest. My dwarf died 5 times. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So did you play on your mage?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Mm.
And did you do well, or?
Mm-hmm.
How about you tell us?
Okay. Well, I've got to start. Look at my show notes. It's not my mage. Sorry. So I've got to. Sorry. Start off on the big girl. So Lunar Festival is still going on. So what was the first thing? After I got my main and that done with getting the toys, I thought, right, okay, I'm going to take some challenge tunes, like my iron around, and I'll see. And I'm denied because I was like, do the mage first or will I go my hunter? And I went, no, bugger it. I'm going to take my hunter.
Sure.
So I got my big girl and I was like, okay, we're going to do this, but I am not even going to consider going somewhere that if I think, should I do that one? Well, then it's a no. So I ended up taking her around all of Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms, but I only got about 34 coins. So it wasn't enough to really get anything. And I don't want to buy another damn festival dress and stuff like that. I'm like, no, okay. I don't need that. I've got that on my main. Would really help if they were, you know, account wide. That would be awesome. And it's not enough to buy a toy because you need 50 for a toy. For a pet. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll just have to leave it on her until next year. and maybe get some more for next year. But I did ding her at 61. So I went from 60 to 61. So I was really happy about that. So, I mean, it was slow. I was only getting, did I write down how much XP I was getting? I thought I did, but I mean, it wasn't a huge amount. I certainly would have probably been better to quest, but it was easy enough that it was relaxing. I could fly to where I needed to. I could jump on the flight path. And, you know, got some Discovery XP along the way. And you know what? It was cool. So it was just an easy way to get a little bit of XP.
I think
so. I was happy with that.
Like I didn't say this when I played mine, but I did take my mage to go do as many as I could. And I honestly, at that level, because I was sticking around more Eastern Kingdoms, I think I only managed 10 to 12 at the most. And yeah. I think the XP, I mean, it wasn't that much, but I think I might have overall gained like half a level, maybe to a level, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well,
but it's easy XP, and it's, I mean, we got to take everything you can get, right? So.
Exactly. And then I decided, well, you know, I might as well utilize the bonus of getting the XP and also, you know, having the coins. Just more than if I want to put them, you know, I might be able to keep them until next year. Like, they don't go away, so you can put them into your bag.
I wish they were account bound. I mean, what's the point of keeping them character bound? I'm not sure, because they don't give a benefit, right? I don't think so.
They don't give a benefit, but I suppose that just means that you're not racking up 50 million of them so you can go buy the pets, and because the pets are not.
What's the point? I mean, that's the point of it. The
pets. Yeah. But otherwise, you're going to flood the market with things like the lanterns, and maybe they just want to keep it at you need to really work to get one as a bonus. So I'm not really sure, but it is a bit frustrating and annoying because you think, well, I've got 34 on my hunter, and then I go do it on my mage, and I think I only managed to get maybe about 20, 22, because again, she's little, and I was not taking her to certain places and to certain zones. Maybe actually I mightn't even made 22. It might have been like 17 or something. So, but I did take her from level 24 to 27. And I then, mages importing. The best thing ever. Best thing ever. I'm like, yeah, I'll just pop over to Ogrima. No, I'll just go back over to Silvermoon. No, I'll just go to Undercity. You know, it was really good. So porting around's awesome. But I took her, I had started in Hillsbrad last week, and I thought it was a little bit tight with what I was doing. There was no green. It was all yellow. It was definitely all yellow.
Okay.
And I did the first playthrough of, you know, do the I'm a quest, you know, I'm a quest giver.
Yeah.
Do the go get the eggs off the bears, you know, do the mine with the you know, the spider you get, and go kill the murlocs, and then go over to where Warden, Warden Stillwater or whatever his name is, the Warden is, and do that. And when I killed the Warden, it was a little bit hairy, but, you know, I didn't die. I got through it, and that part was done. And I was like, you know what? I need to go down, pick up the stuff at South Shore. And I was like, yeah, it's starting to look a little bit too tight. So I took her over to Torren Mill and was like, yeah, no, the quest they're giving me here is really, you know, I need to come back a bit. So I thought I might as well go to Northern Barrens and go to, what is it, Ramparts, and start to go into Ashen Vale.
Oh, the Moor
Shan. So I did that. So it was more green quests, and you know, so I started in there. admittedly, yes, the XP's obviously down on what I've got, but I got her through all of that up until Splinter Tree post. So she's now hit Splinter Tree post and picked up more quests. A lot of them are are green, but yellow as well. So it's not too bad. I'm happy with where she's at. I think I'll just leave her in Ashen Vale and just keep slowly working through the stuff there.
Okay.
I did have a very, very close call, that my heart was up in my throat as I blinked and I was like, blink. And I'm like, come on, Kulnir, get off Kulnir, get out of combat. But yeah, I pulled Sharp Talon. I'd already killed.
Okay.
And again, I'd had my back to where I was killing the oozes and the night elf druidy spirit things, like around that section.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled a night elf. He'd then pulled another one, and then smack. From at the back, Sharp Talon comes. He goes, "Oh, I'm gonna eat your face!" And I'm like, "No!" And I knew taking on two of them plus Sharp Talon was not going to be a good idea. So I had to. So I'm like running. I'm like throwing Ellie at. I'm like, take Ellie, just kill Ellie, leave me alone. And I'm blinking, and I'm like, where's the cooldown? Just hurry up, you know, blink. I just want to blink and get out of there. I swear I had to run like half the map just to, like, I was like, I know I'm out of combat, but I'm just going to keep running. So it was a little bit hairy. And I will say that I got down to about 10% health.
Whoa.
Left. That is, it was, yeah. It was very, very, very
wow.
Upset. Like, yeah, I thought I was gone. I seriously thought I was dead, and I was doing everything to try and will my toon into running faster. But again, that was probably my mistake. And I know where Sharp Talon pats, and it pats so quick.
Yeah.
It pats so quick. It's really scary because, you know, I'm like, I've killed it. And then I start patting and I was over somewhere else. And I'm like, and it's patting again. I'm like, it's quite quick. And it totally would have been my mistake because I should have been more aware of it. So, but I'm finished in that section. So I think I'll go up to the, is it the Satyr's? Next, you know, in that
the seers.
So I think I picked up some quests to go up there, so I think I'll do that. So that wasn't, you know, so it wasn't too bad. I ended up on level 27, so I'm quite happy. I'm just, you know, I'm just taking her slowly, and it wasn't too bad. And then I did play a bit of my Bloodthirsty this morning. She was level 9. I did specifically go and find the harpies in, where is it? Tel Drassel.
Yeah, yeah.
And went over because she was level 9 and I'd been killing the Timberlings.
Yeah.
Which they're okay, but that's kind of like 7, 8, 9. And I thought, if I go up to that top section where the harpies are and where the spiders are, you know, maybe I might get more 8, 9s, maybe 10s. I'm not sure. Well, but I thought, well, harpies might give me a bit extra stuff. So, yeah. So I took her up to there and dinged level 10, which was good. I'm out at rested now. So just doing that whole level got me to that. So I've registered her. I did that this morning. So that's done. And I've actually headed over to Darkshore. So she's sitting in Darkshore. I changed my hearth. I did do that, Niecy. I'm just saying. I was a good girl. As soon as I've got there, I'm like, I'm not pulling a Niecy. yes, I did that. And then I tested and went down to the just under where along the beach there is some crabs. And I thought, okay, they're level 10. So I thought, right, let me just see how that goes. And they're only yellow. So it's like, yeah, that's okay. I'll just see how that goes. And I saw a stag and I was like, nah, I'm just going to kill the crabs. So I did see a stag and he was level 13 and I'm like, run away. So I took that down. And then when there was this tidal, big elite water elemental came out, scared the bejeebers out of me because I'm like killing this crab and then this thing emerges out of the water and I'm like, ah! And thankfully I didn't aggro it and it went over to the NPCs and I was like, and it's level, I'll say it was a 13 elite. It was red anyway.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, all right. I'm just gonna sit here and I'm just gonna see what happens. And I thought I'm not gonna hit it. And it got down to 5% health, so I concussed it and threw in another shot and killed it with the NPCs. I got 24 XP. I was like, Oh, well, that totally wasn't worth it. Okay. And then I go killed the crab and I got like 170 something XP. I was like, okay, I'll just keep killing crabs. So crabs. So, might make some crab soup or something. But I was, and that's where I left her over in the inn for the moment to get some more rested. So I'm happy. I did a little bit of challenge work this week, which was nice to do. So very, very happy with that. But I'm going to take Darkshore very gently because I know I need to watch, with the mobs and not go too crazy with going too far above my level. So,
honestly, if you're playing Alliance Bloodthirsty even still, I would go to the lock and just kill things there. But I've only taken her out of
Night Elf, so she's not gone anywhere yet. So, and I mean, I remember when I had my shaman that died to the stag, but now that I'm on the hunter, the hunter is definitely much more powerful, and I've got the cat, but I think I will go get myself a bear. I haven't come across the bears yet. So maybe, I might be able to pick up a level 10 or 11, like once I get a little bit higher, I'll get a bear because the bears are good. So yeah. I mean, I love my cats, but I might just, also get the bear. But I've only got one slot at the moment for a pet because she's only hit level 10. So, and the cat's not doing too bad. I called it Zippy. It's Zippy the cat, sorry. you got that.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, so that's been my fun.
I was actually wondering, as you were talking, it kind of popped into my head. Just Shoral, we were talking a lot about Lunarfest. Did you get to do any of it? And did you do any of the Call of the Scarab this past
weekend? I was actually really busy this past weekend, so I didn't get a chance to do any of the Call of the Scarab. I kind of putter around with Lunar Festival, but I'm trying to really focus on just the holidays that I haven't finished for Long Strange Trip. I've finished that one. So I'm trying not to. There's so many holidays at the beginning of the year that I can't be in on all of them all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Lita.
As he says, I should go turtle.
Yeah. Bear.
Turtle, not bear. Okay. Not all right. Well, I'm sure I can get a turtle there. So thanks, Essie.
Okay.
No worries. Yeah. All right.
I think I would have played more, but I was doing other stuff, as we'll talk about after.
Okay.
So, all right. Now I get to do something.
Yes.
Okay.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
See, it works fine. It's great.
That's so adorable.
I know, it is awesome, isn't it?
Rogue Slayer. She's, it's a great sound. Soundbite. It's awesome. So Lunarfest is ongoing. If you didn't know, go do it now while you can get some free XP. It's pretty easy XP, except for Iron Pacifist, and I guess Tin. Bloodthirsties are kind of out of luck.
Yeah.
But it ends February 4th, so I better get moving on that, because we have about a week-ish, week or so.
Yep.
There's also a Kirin Tor Travel. Wow. Words. Kirin Tor Tavern Crawl, because I keep wanting to say pub crawl, because it's a pub crawl.
Well, it is. Yeah. It is a pub crawl.
So it starts, it happens on January 31st and says it ends on February 1st, so it's probably just for 24 hours. Yeah. I don't know if there's any XP involved. I don't know. We'll find out. The one thing that I'm kind of a little bit worried about is not sure if that there could be a pub fight just happen to break out. And I would probably take your scouts around there first if you happen to want to go in there. And then I was going to say, Toledo, we should stream a live pub crawl.
Mm-hmm. Well, it starts at 3 a.m. server time.
I mean, whichever time is good for you, I'll do it. Let's do it.
Well, that's like 6 p.m. my time. Oh, did I mention I'm on holiday, so
I'm good. Yeah. It's not on PTR anymore? Okay. Oh, Spanky's here. Hey, Spanky.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
We will definitely need to
do this. I'll do it at 3 a.m.
And, yeah, we'll tweet out when
kids will be in bed. Kids will be in bed. 31st is what, a Wednesday?
Yes. Yeah. So... is it Wednesday? It might be Wednesday.
31st is Tuesday.
Tuesday, huh?
Yep.
Because
we will do something.
Just as long as it's not on recording time for the other show.
No, it's not Thursday.
Then
we're good.
Right, it's Tuesday. Okay, so Tuesday morning at 3 a.m. Not doing anything the night before.
Yep.
3 a.m. for me is okay. I don't know about anybody else. Maybe I can do two. Maybe we can have one that's Aussie friendly and one that's U.S. friendly. Maybe it'll make you wake up at 3 a.m.
That's exciting. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I think I would be going on my main anyways, right? I think if we were to stream it, I'm not going to stream. I'm not taking an iron. Like, I'm not going to take a living iron. There's no way. I just don't know enough about it. So I would be going on my main and seeing what it's about. So I think you're supposed to drink and eat, and then you have a portal, and then it takes a portal to another tavern where you eat and drink there too. And you just keep on going. It's like a pub crawl. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Sounds good.
And I think that's it for news. Love is in the Air will be in about a week and a bit. So we'll talk about that next week.
Yep.
But it goes February 7th to the 21st. So it's 2 weeks, but won't be here for a little bit. So it's about a week and a half or so, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's go on to site news and read. Done the side. Okay. Can I just say, I think it looks pretty awesome. Very impressed.
Thank you. So I wanted to keep it similar to what we had before. Mm-hmm. But as you knew before, we couldn't hold a whole bunch of stuff. And there's, like last week, I want to have like four things up there, but we really can only show one thing. And so I basically... did two things. I learned how to work with Foundation, which is basically a way to make your website. You code it one time, and you can view the page on any device, and you can shrink your browser, and it will resize, and it will hide things based on your screen size and all that, so that I don't have to make like five different screens for different screen sizes, because that's just nuts. But like, I just want to say that this is not the big one that should eventually be coming down the pipe. This is just something to get us over the hump. But I think for now it will do to help us add something else. because it's funny because I read the chat and as I'm talking, it's just, and then all of a sudden I'm reading, oh, you. I did point out that in the Iron Man rules, in the FAQ, well, that's one thing that I didn't put in the notes, is the FAQ, I merged them all into one thing. I basically said everything applies except for, and I'll call them out. And the first question here, Azzy, I thought we couldn't use specs. There it is. It's the first one in the FAQ. I should probably update the forum post. I have not done that. Sorry. I'll just update the post. I was just thinking about maybe having a link there, but I'm not sure. Because I want to get it so I'm not updating two different things. Unless one of our mods on the forums wants to go and copy paste it and be in charge of that, I'd be completely good with that. Because it's just less. I don't like having to maintain in two spots, having it be the exact same thing. It seems like a waste of time. It's got to be one and that. That sounds stone. That is stone backpedaling. What are you talking about?
No, that's stone delegating.
There's going to be a few things I might still change. I was actually thinking about adding another challenge up there. I don't want to say what it is, but it's not the Diablo one. I do promise to look at the Diablo API to go look to see if that can be, if it will provide the appropriate data for me to do a proper tracking list. Because if it's more honor based, then I'm not going to try it because I don't want to get into that stuff. I'd rather at least 75 to 80% of the rules be able to be tracked, because then at least or at least major rules. I have no idea what kind of info it provides. From what I can see in D3, I don't think it's going to provide anything. So my hopes are not very high, but I've not seen it, like the actual stuff coming through. So we'll see. I kind of want to add another challenge and actually two. And I'm hoping that World of Logs will help us out. I don't know if they have data available for me or not, but it would be good if I could get information from them, if they recorded that stuff. And if they did, oh my goodness, it's going to be good. I like it. And I think that's it for the last
Tease.
Yeah. Oh, and I need to do the Twitch note when we're streaming, because we had it before where we put the big screen on, and then I realized, oh, it plays a commercial. I don't want that. I don't want somebody to come to the website and see a big, big, huge ad because we're online. I don't want that. So then I changed it to the smaller things, like, hey, we are online right now. Go and click here. I didn't add that in, so it will be coming soon.
So that's soon, TM.
It. Yep. Yep.
Pretty much.
We did one thing. It's not really site, but it is Discord. We did add a moderator, and we're hopefully going to be adding one or two more. Just have to speak with folks. So if you wanted to come out and hang out on Discord, and I'm making sound on the microphone like this, and people listening are gonna go crazy, so I'm gonna stop now. Okay.
Stop it.
this is how you don't podcast. Okay.
That's right. Thanks for that. That's step number three.
just making sure that you guys know. Don't do this. Okay.
Don't do this. That's right.
Okay.
All right. Well, do you want to grab?
Yes.
Please. Yeah, I'll do the.
Okay.
I'll do the intro while you grab this awesome person for us. So we want to talk about something awesome that came out this week, which was the Bloodthirsty Rules video that was created by Niecy and Pinky Blue. is up on the website and up on the YouTube channel. And so we've just brought Niecy on. Hey, Niecy.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for jumping on. And there's Cheryl. Cheryl, Niecy, that's introducing both of you. So there you go.
Hello. Yay. Yay. Yeah. Hello, Bloodthirsty.
Yes,
absolutely.
Our bloodthirsty queen. That's what she is. That's most definitely. So the Bloodthirsty Rules video, I have to say, awesome. Absolutely awesome. I was in stitches. I think I watched it like three times, and you did really, really well. So I just wanted to talk about that with you. So you've created the video to help people to understand the rules.
Yes, because, I mean, there's so many emails and stuff. Not that, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because then people are watching and they're asking questions. But I figured I'd try to break it down in a visual format because sometimes things sink in a little bit better for some people when they actually have it right there visually in front of them.
Yes, which is really good. So and I also see that on the video, you had a little bit of help, which was awesome. A certain person may have died a few times.
I was laughing so many times. Yeah. It was so funny.
There was actually a couple more, but I was going to do a running gag through it. And then it was starting to get a little editing heavy. And I'm like, no, I really shouldn't do that. So I kind of took it out and just recondensed it and just used the two. I figured, you know, that was enough pain and suffering. No, of course, you didn't have anything directly to do with it, but I did ask you, you know, to name off some deaths. I did give you one you hadn't had yet, but I also made up for it later in the video, so.
No, nice, yeah. So thank you, Zords, for helping Niecy out, because it was awesome. I enjoyed seeing some of the names. That was quite good, and no, you did really, really well, Niecy. I think it's something everyone should go and listen to. And also, my neighbor has decided to just start whippersnipping. Thank you. Thanks for that. I'm not sure if you can hear it, but I can hear it, and it's very loud. So thank you very much. It is awesome. It is up on your channel on YouTube. Yeah. Yes, Niecy BGN?
Yes, Niecy BGN on YouTube.
Yep, and we have got it up on the WoW Challenges website, so people can go and check that out. So thank you, Niecy. Awesome job.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. Thank you. I'm glad you guys liked it. I was so worried nobody was going to like it. I was like, come on, that was for nothing.
No, it was awesome.
It was really
As soon as I watched it, like, I began to smile, and then when you threw in Zort's dying... Zort, and it's not because, you know, Zorts, we love you, man, but it was just it's because you die, right? And you know that you die. And having it being referred to into the video was just, I was like, oh, man. Oh, geez. I thought you did great.
I almost added ASEAN too, but I couldn't find a streamlined way to do it where it wasn't going to feel forced. So I'm like, I guess I'll just go with Zorts. But I will say, don't be too disappointed. The puppet will not be appearing in the leveling guide because, oh my goodness, she needs a wardrobe change because we are having some major problems getting her green screen keyed in with her outfit disappearing because it was picking up the same color somehow between the background and her shirt. So there's a couple sections where her little cape is like flickering in and out, and it drove me crazy. And Russell and I were doing everything we could to try to minimize it. And I'm like, no, I'm like, I am not reshooting that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was horrible.
Wow.
Well, you're doing an awesome job. So thank you so much for doing that. And as we said, the Bloodthirsty Rules are up on YouTube on both NisiBGN's channel, as well as check out WoW Challenges. So thank you for that.
Oh,
and
you're
going to stick around and help us with the state of the challenges with
Sheryl
and with Stone. So thank you for that. All right, let's do the state of the challenges. I'm going to do the irons. So let's take the irons for this week. So we have Swag Cannon died at level 74. Swag Iron Stevie Cannon hit 74 and Iron Maggie hit 74. Awesome. Never Died Shah hit 75. Azzy Iron died at 76. Oh, Marg Blink hit 88. Geekster hit 88. Marg Rage hit 89. And Margadon hit 89. Well done. And Never Died W, because I can't say it the other way, hit 100. Woo! Congrats, everybody.
Awesome.
Good job, guys.
He's almost there.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Nisi.
Okay. Guess I get to do the Bloodthirsty list.
Yep.
Of course. All right, so we've got Soul Shield at 30, Killstuff Frog at 30, Genetics, there we go, I can talk, 31. So Bastiana, 32, Conjured Soul, 32. Oliver Jones, you have been red flagged at level 33. You have too many quests done. You are at 288. We're only allowed 150, so I don't know if something didn't get checked that you were supposed to or not, but keep that in mind. Clemens, level 38. Too Thirsty, level 72. Soulbound, 81. And Never Died Blood is almost there, guys. He's at 109.
Wow. Yeah, I'm waiting for him to hit. And
I know, so am I. I've been checking like constantly. I'm like, did he do it yet? Did he do it?
Yeah.
That's exciting, very cool.
Thank you, Nisi. All right, Cheryl, can you do the pacifist, please?
Absolutely. So Luika died at 26. Pax Rules is at 32. Lotus Root is at 39. Organ Grinder, oh, that's awesome,
yep.
Is at 45. Harmless is yellow flagged at 51 with one kill and a killing blow.
Yep.
Feraline is 55. Schnuffle Tips, I see now, Lita, why you have to figure out how to say that all the time.
I know, right.
Is level 56. Flower Child is 59. Huey Hamster is 61. And Inapt Iron is 72.
Nice.
Awesome.
Excellent.
The tins didn't quite come through. I thought I did the code right, but I did not. I did bad. So I just took the top 10 off the site,
okay,
and I'll figure it out after. So Aiden Pally is level 23, but dies 7 times. Oh, man. It's going to be funny to see somebody at like 110 with like 25 deaths. Because it's like, yeah, you hit 110, yeah, but, you know, now can you get better than 25 deaths, right? And Original is level 23 with one death. Life's Lock. There we go. Hits level 23. Sane Cat Lady hits level 25 with one death. Smash hits level 25 with one death. Bazter hits level 27. Oh, we're gonna get nailed for clean tag. Iron Ant is level 34. Hiohi is level 41. Tin Hunt is 52. Died once. And Fake is level 58. Also died once. So I'll have that updated to show that more refer to the differences, because that's what we like to show is who changed each week versus,
yep,
who's in the top 10, right? That kind of thing. So other than that, Niecy, thank you very much for helping us out.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you doing all that stuff. And I'm sure. Oh, and Niecy is one of our new mods too. Did I say that? Maybe I could have said that.
No. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think you had.
Oh, didn't I just say it on the site news part?
No? You said you had added a moderator, but you didn't say that.
It's Niecy.
Hi.
It's Niecy. Yay.
Yeah.
We're very excited. I'm not sure whether I should congratulate you or give you commiserations with, you know, people like Zortz and Azzy and Stir to moderate.
Well, they've been pretty well behaved.
What? All of a sudden on Stir, like, what's going on?
They're always good.
Okay, so Niecy, thank you, Niecy. And thanks for helping us out for sure. Because
it's problem. Anytime,
we really appreciate it. Cool. Thank you.
All right, we will be. Niecy can be changed back. I think you need keep these guys in line.
Good okay. luck.
All right. See you later. Bye.
See ya.
Alrighty. Cool. Thank you, Niecy. That's awesome. All right, so we've got chit-chat. This is where people can tell us anything. Questions about the challenges, share tips, tricks, warn people about potential disastrous quests, areas, all that kind of thing. So, I mean, we've had a lot of stuff today as we've been chatting with Cheryl, you know, talking about areas and quests and things that you've done. Stone with the things that you've done and obviously with what I've done. But is there anything specific that you can think within the last week that it's been a little bit of a, might have had a little bit of a hiccup, or that there's, you know, that you could give a tip or a trick to help some of our newer challenge players at all?
You're asking me?
I'm throwing it out there.
Wow.
I'm going free.
Wow. Fall. Wow. You.
I know. Fail. Leader fail.
I don't know. Honestly, I always get this a lot. Is how come I have 64 dungeons completed? I'm only level 10. I've never even set foot into a dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Click and check the box.
Check the box. There's a picture. That's the first thing you got to look at before you even get down to the fields that you got to enter your name in. And I did that on purpose. It looks bad. I think I changed it up a little bit now. Let me see what it looks like now.
Yeah.
Add character. So now it's off to the side, but it's still. I mean, maybe I should make that bigger picture. But honestly, I get it a fair bit that, and it depends on, I'll just, you know, go and say, did you check this? And they said yes. And I'm like, well, in my head, I'm like, well, no, you didn't, because otherwise there'd be no way, right? And I don't want to be like, no, you didn't. So I'm trying to be nice. And it's hard for me sometimes. So... make sure when you level your character, please click on social and then click on display only character achievements to others. And then you're all good.
Yeah.
All good. Yeah. And then if you're flagged, well, then you did something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that is definitely a good one because obviously some people don't realize.
Honestly,
We do get that question a lot.
Yeah, I do. I'm looking at the tins, and there's the one person here at level 41. You'll see a bracket 0, and you'll see that the character was created in WAD. Now, to me, that means that they actually completed that they actually never clicked on the button, because I don't understand how they could have created the character in WAD and have it only level 41, unless it was sitting there forever and they're like, oh, I'll throw it on as a Tin Man. I doubt it, because there's another character here, Nyan, is level 18. Actually, Stir, this person is in the guild on Worm Rest Accord, S-E-O-H-E-E. If you happen to see them on next time, just ask if they've happened to check that. Just off the top of your head if you happen to see them. So far, they're green flag, but I can see that, you know, maybe they'll do something on their account, like with some other tune, and they'll come back on here, and then they'll see that they're red flag, and they're like, what? And it would, you know, because I don't record email addresses or anything like that. Like, I only do it for the contest, and when the contest is over, like, it's gone. Dang. Sorry. I'm, like, squirreling. The contest, the prizes have all been awarded, and Zaya chose... So we had a bit of an issue to do a $25 Blizzard card. Apparently, you can't just go do it, which we didn't know. So he wanted a mount. I can't remember which mount it was, but it was a $25 mount, so, like, sure. Great. So he got his mount, and my mouse is moving without me moving it. That's awesome. It's, like, slowly moving down the screen. Fantastic. And it's not moving, though.
Gremlins!
Great. Iron Cloud, who came in second, was very surprised. He was like, I was not expecting this at all. Like, that's why I never responded until the weekend was over, because he was doing raids and all this and that. He was like, what? I didn't realize it came in second. And, you know, I said, you know, anything can happen. So he picked, what pet was, I'm going to say little KT? Kel'Thuzad, I think.
Okay.
So we're all good there. And congrats, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I think there's cat hair. I mean, I clear it with my breath every once in a while. I was going to say the other thing, because I know that people would be all over me for saying something, the B word, and I don't want to say it because people are going to, like, make fun of me and stuff. There is a cat hair here. Son of a gun. Bob!
Uh-huh. Bob. Bob's...
Yeah.
Bob's okay. Bob's not even there. All right. Well, Cheryl, did you have any last tips or tricks that you want to let people know about?
Nope. Listen to other people. Okay. I don't know much about this.
Nope.
All good. I think we've had quite a few today, which has been awesome. Remember, don't play when you're tired. That's still my main rule. Don't play with you tired.
Okay, I frequently play first thing in the morning. Is that bad?
No, not necessarily. It's the level of tired, though. Mm-hmm. That's true. You know, what your level of what you class as being, like, tired is probably different to my level of what I class as being tired. So,
well, I haven't had any coffee yet at that point.
What? Do you not, like, that's the first thing. Cheryl! You wake up, you make coffee. That's it.
But then I wake my wife up.
Oh, look. Well, tell her suck it up. You're married. She should be able to, you know, she knows you long enough. She's right. Just make the coffee. No, I'm kidding. That's, you do what works for you. I have to make my coffee. Otherwise, the walking and the talking and the trying to get through is not going to happen. So, yeah, don't play drunk, Nisi says. Is that why you die drunk. So much, Assie?
I podcast drunk. That's why I put out such great podcasts.
That's funny. All right. Well, how about we wrap the show up then?
Okie dokie. Our next show is Saturday. Sometimes I don't know how to say that word. It's Saturday, February the 4th. 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time, or whatever time it is, and Sunday, February the 5th, yes, at 10 a.m. Lita time, which is also 1 a.m. Central European time, for folks like Thule, who, I don't know, man, you are, should not be up that late, my friend. And next week, we will be joined by, hopefully not drunk, or maybe hopefully drunk. Well, no, it'll be a little bit early for him. It'll be 11 a.m. his time.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes. We'll be joined by Azzy, who hasn't been on for forever. I was just actually looking to see when he was on. And I'm not counting the call-in show. It was... because I can't really count that, because that's not, like, focused on a guest. Do-do-do-do-do. Where are you, Azzy? Oh, my goodness. Really? So, episode 9, February 27th. So, it's been a year. It's been slightly less than a year. So, really? Azzy... Yep. I see it right here. February 27th / 28th. Wow. Episode 9. So, Azzy will be back on. We'll have some, we'll need the drinking game next week. Yes. Yes. Drinking game.
All right, the chat room can have a drinking game.
Yep.
That sounds like fun.
Miss Shorrell, thank you for coming on. I'm glad to finally get you on your own show, because I know that we talked before at the Minnesota meetup, but you know, that's not like focused. Right, so I'm really glad to gotten you on the show, and actually I want to say that I was really happy to meet you and your wife this past year. It was really cool to be able to meet folks and stuff. So, are you guys?
Really cool to meet you too.
Were you guys planning on going next year?
No.
Oh. No. Okay.
BlizzCon was kind of a special thing for me, so okay. That was probably a once in a lifetime shot.
Gotcha. Yeah. I hope it was worth it.
We had a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. That's cool. Alrighty. Well, can you tell everyone where they can find you, Shorrell, or get in contact with you, please?
Well, the best place to reach me is on Twitter, and I am at Shorrell_MN. It's Shorrell_MN, because somebody who speaks Portuguese stole Shorrell.
Oh, rude.
Well, they use it, so I can't complain.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, there's nothing worse than someone's got an account and it's not been used for like 3 years. It's a pain.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we will have the link up on the website with this episode anyway. So thank you, Shorrell, for that. All right. Where you can find us, wowchallenges.com is where the website is. Don't forget, you can email us at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Twitter is @wowchallenges. And we have the Discord server, which Stone had mentioned, is also on the front page of the website. If you want to come join the Discord server. So that has got text channels as well as voice channels. So feel free to come join us. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. And don't forget to check out all the YouTube videos, which is on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Remember to come visit us every week live, which is Sunday morning for me. Saturday night for Stone, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
You can find me on Twitter at StoneGrasp, and I'm going to don't give me lots of things to do, you can also reach me at there's a podcast we do. I'm not looking at the notes. I'm looking at something else. We do a podcast called Adventures in Azeroth, Lita and I as well, where mm-hmm. I think I'm more professional. Mm-hmm. I think I'm more professional there.
Right. Sure. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say thank you to folks that support us through Patreon. We've had two new folks. I'm just gonna say Mike and Phenomenal. We'll be adding your names to the page when Patreon does its thing at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Which is usually about the fifth day into the next month, from what I remember. It's the fourth or fifth day. So thank you very much. Every little bit helps. I actually changed the goal so that because before I realized that I had the goal to be $300 a month in order to take the ad down, just because the ad basically helps to try to pay for the server because the server is $220 a month. So I actually changed the goal down to 220 because I don't see why it would need to be higher to take the ad down. So so it's a little bit more achievable. We're at $56. So we're like a quarter way there, which is cool. But any little bit helps. Cool. Thank you very much. Thank you for your help. $59. Yeah. So thank you.
Thanks, yeah. Guys. That's awesome. We do really appreciate the support. So thank you. All right. Well, you can find me. I am on Twitter, which is at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. And don't forget a few other shows, which is Adventures in Azeroth with Stone and Behind the Avatar and Geektopia podcast. Big thanks to Mark Conan, as always, for our awesome intro. You can check him out. He is on Twitter at Mark Conan WoW. And also, I think they're at PAX South, him and Jill.
I think so.
They are this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are. And he is a co-host with Jules of Torrent Think Tank. So we do love his help that he's given us, and we love to support them. So thank you very much. Big thanks to everyone. Again, just for the likes, the retweets, for the chat room. Guys, thank you. You've been very chatty today. We really appreciate it. And just coming and supporting the WoW Challenges, which is awesome. So thank you. Cheryl, yes. Thank you again for sitting down with us. We appreciate it.
I had fun.
Thank you for coming on.
Yes. That's true. And with that, I think we're done.
Okay. Say goodbye, Stone. Say goodbye, Lita.
Goodbye, Stone. Goodbye, Stone.
Oh, man. Wow. All right. See ya.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.